Okay, and if you had a garden or a yard, you might put a little wooden fence around it. Little
patio thing.
Okay. Did that come up pointed like speakers?
Yes, it did.
Okay. And if you were going to set up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the
post holes.
Okay. And did you ever hear of a fence or wall made of loose rock or stone?
Yes, rock wall, they'd say, and stone. And yes, I guess occasionally people talked about a stone fence, but more often just a rock wall, they just, well, that's piled them up together.
Okay. And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in a nest of fula?
A nest egg.
Okay.
Might be a gourd, or it might be a relay.
Okay, and what did you use to carry?
Some used a pail, some used a basket.
Was bucket and a pail the same thing?
Everything.
Okay.
To me, they're the same.
Okay, if you had, were buying dishes and bought really nice expensive dishes, probably they'd be made out of. Okay. And the container that you use to carry food to the pigs in?
That's slop bucket.
Okay. And what you use to fry eggs in?
The skillet.
Okay. Did that have legs on it?
Not the one we used in.
Have you ever seen something that's kind of like a skillet, only it's got small legs on it?
Yes, and they kind of seemed to me like it was called a Dutch oven.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and something big and black that people sometimes had out in their backyard that they'd used to heat water
in a wash pot.
Okay. You ever heard that called anything else? Like, something that you boil potatoes in.
The dinner pot.
Okay. Okay, if you were gonna make some tea, you'd put water in the tea
pot.
Or tea kit.
Tea kettle. Yes, I've forgotten that.
Okay. And if you cut some flowers, if you went out in the yard and cut some flowers, you might put them in
a vase.
Okay. And if you planted some flowers in a container.
Yeah.
What do you call the container that you plant flowers in?
A pot, I guess.
Okay. And the eating utensil that you set at each plate when you're setting the table. Everybody has a, on the left side, they have a...
Are you talking about the knife, fork, spoon? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, okay. And if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak
knives.
Okay. And if the dishes were all dirty, you'd say that you had to go, what?
Wash the dishes.
Okay. And so after she washes the dishes, then she, what?
Dry them.
Yeah, but first of all, she has to, she, what, them in clear water. She washes them, and then it's got soap on them, so then she...
That's the rinse. Rinse.
Okay. And the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes?
The dish rag.